Hi, everyone, and welcome to Talent Talks. I'm Rob Adams. On this episode, we're excited to be joined by Samantha Pernice, director at Diversa Partners. Ms. Pernice has played a critical role in building out the VP and C-level management teams for some of the most disruptive consumer and enterprise companies of our time. On today's show, Ms. Pernice will discuss placing senior leaders in the clean tech and sustainability sector. She'll also share how big tech has impacted the industry and shares a case study of one clean tech company she has worked with to bring in cutting edge leadership teams. Sam, I'm sure you're ready. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much for having me.
All set to go?
Yes. Very excited to jump in.
All right. Let's dive right in then. Sam, as it relates to green tech or clean energy companies within the tech ecosystem, how have you seen the sector evolve and grow over the years? It feels like now more so than ever, tech as a whole is focused on sustainability and climate change.
Yeah, there is definitely a significant increase, and not only the volume of searches that myself and our firm have been leading in the energy and clean tech sector over the last several years, but also the interest and the excitement from candidates and markets surrounding this sector has absolutely been rising. From my perspective, you know, I believe humanity in general, especially professionals in tech, have grasped the imminent risk our society and future generations are facing, and no innovation and technology, but also great minds and leadership are necessary in order to enact change. Climate change is, you know, front and center today, not only in politics and activism, but also the more weather and natural disasters we all experience, it's become reality. So I think most people are hyper aware now and hopefully trying to do their part. So when you have, you know, motivated people and influential companies, whether it's startups or big tech dedicated to sustainability and taking personal responsibility, conversations and interest grows, you know, creating opportunities for businesses to build solutions and tackle a wide range of complicated problems.
Sam, in terms of the climate market opportunity, what have you seen in the investment landscape, and where do you see future trends and VC funding heading?
Investment in climate tech is continuing to show really strong growth, with 14 cents of every venture capital dollar now invested in climate tech. By 2023, total investment in the climate and clean tech sectors is expected to reach over $6 trillion. So I can't imagine this will slow down given the need and rising popularity in the category. Plus, investors have also started to see returns from earlier investments, which only sharpens the appetite for more funding. And then in terms of trends, I would say leaders globally, you know, as I'm sure you've seen, have taken on measures to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. They're enforcing tighter rules to cut emissions from vehicles, for example, all while fuel prices are the highest they've ever been. So I'm personally following the future advancements in electrifying transportation and shipping fleets and trucking and cargo ships, and even innovation around aviation. All are so critical to our everyday lives and the economy, but there's obvious harmful effects. So startups have and will continue to emerge in these electrification categories, which will require completely new and innovative technologies.
You hit on something that kind of leads me into my next question, and that is, how much of an impact has big tech had on the clean energy space?
Big tech are trend centers, and they have the potential to play a huge role in combating climate change. They have the power to educate and to influence behavior because of how embedded their products or services are in our everyday lives. Google, Amazon, and Microsoft, they're all pledging to target net zero emissions in the coming years and are backing renewable energy projects, which is obviously important work. However, these businesses are energy intensive too, between AI, supply chain, backup power for data centers, and cloud computing advancements. There's more work to be done. Also, you know, what I find interesting, yet I guess not that surprising, is many climate tech founders and execs actually come from software companies like Amazon, Google, Airbnb, and their experiences have translated into climate change prediction modeling, for example, and renewable energy grid design, the tech world is overflowing with incredible talent who can and will inject the clean energy space and time with their intellectual horsepower and forward-thinking ideas to advance it.
Let's develop a little further. As you mentioned just a moment ago, many clean tech founders, you mentioned Amazon, Google, Airbnb, et cetera. When it comes to finding and retaining talent, do you feel the energy and sustainability space has an advantage? And is it a difficult transition for people to make without having experience in the sector?
There's definitely an advantage for any company that is socially impactful and has a meaningful influence on the real world. You know, we devote so much of our time and energy to our work, and the pandemic has changed most people's priorities and what matters. More than ever, you know, people want to work for a company with value alignment and a strong mission component. And what I hear from founders and VCs in the sector and candidates who are new to the energy and sustainability space is that there's absolutely a learning curve, like anything else, and some patience is required given the archaic nature of this space traditionally, but there's few challenges more rewarding than this. I would also argue that the space needs creative thinking from individuals with varied experiences and no preconceived notions.
Sure.
It's going to take brilliant, passionate minds to really move the needle. And actually, of all the placements I've made in the energy space, not one has come from the sector. Rather, they join from leading tech companies like Pinterest and Betterment, Thrillist, Rent the Runway. So that says a lot, which is similar to like what we're seeing in Web3 right now. You know, well, of course, you have your standout category creators and crypto native talent, right? The majority of material impact executives are actually coming from the Lyfts, the Roblox, the Twitters, the Facebooks of the world.
Sure. Interesting. Wow. Okay. Lastly, I would love to hear about a clean tech company you've helped build, you know, a case study, if you will, and the impact that they've had thus far for any of our listeners who may not be in the fold on some of the cutting edge tech that is evolving in this space. What can you tell us?
Yes, of course. It's been super rewarding to work with not only startups, but also the impact-driven VC funds who have made it their mission to further this sector. I can go on and on about a number of companies I've helped to build and the leadership teams and the important work that they're all doing, like Arcadia Power, for example, and Energy Hub. But there's actually a company that's top of mind right now that I just kicked off a project with called Crusoe Energy. Mm-hmm. Amazing founders, mission, really transformational tech. And they recently closed the $350 million Series C round. Essentially, they're pioneering clean computing infrastructure that reduces both cost and the environmental impact by identifying stranded sources of energy and excess natural gas to power cleaner crypto mining operations, for example. They're also developing cloud technology powered by carbon reducing energy sources and further expanding their digital flare mitigation data centers, which is a process that reduces emissions from oil flares by burning the gas more efficiently to produce less methane. So like really cool advanced solutions that are super timely and important given, you know, some of the negative impact tech like Bitcoin mining and AI has on the environment.
You know, one of the hallmarks of Talent Talk, Sam, is we love guests who are passionate and so knowledgeable, and you fit that perfectly. How would you wrap our conversation up? Anything you'd like to add?
I would say, you know, keep following the trends, keep trying to do your part. It's obviously, I think, a really important sector and a sector that's going to get a lot more investment and hopefully attention in years to come. So, yeah, I'm excited to see what the future for the clean energy and clean tech space holds.
Sam, thanks so much for your time today and sharing your incredible insight on the clean tech sector, which is sure to continue to grow. We look forward to featuring your comments in our upcoming newsletter on the same topic as well, and appreciate you joining us on the show, Sam. You were so great today. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it, Rob.
Well, that's all the time we have here today. Alongside Samantha Bernice of Diversa Partners, I'm Rob Adams, and this has been Talent Talks.